For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You never heard Werewolves in London?
No.
Werewolves in London.
Well, I heard that song, but I did hear that.
His hair was
little
perfect.
Sound, but I don't know what the hell. He saw some werewolf with what? Actually, what he said.
I think he saw a werewolf walking down a famous street in London. I don't remember the exact words.
Okay.
But his hair was perfect. I know that much.
All right.
Much like mine, if you're watching on the stream.
That's far from perfect.
It's hot. You know, it's hot.
It's there.
Well, listen, B, here's what I do know. We're at training camp, and all of our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Yeah.
I don't know that we can say this every time we talk about training camp, or we're literally just going to say it every time.
But that's what they pay for, JP. You got to do it. I mean.
All right. They're paying the offensive line to protect the quarterback and run the ball.
Yep.
We've done a number of these Commanders roster reviews. Some of them are more encouraging than others. I'll run through the position players and everything, but how do you feel about this O-line as we get into it?
I'm not going to say I'm ecstatic about it, but I feel better than I did last year. And the reason I'm going to say this, okay, I don't think Wally played awful the whole year. I think he got a little better. I think Cosby has started to show who he's really about. Biadasz, I like him. I think Allegretti will be a help. And my opinion, okay, and I'm not afraid to say my opinions, I believe that Cornelius Lucas is as good as Leno. Because I was not happy with Leno the whole year. And you know that for a fact. Probably the whole 2 years, around 3 years. Because the dude seemed to be a turnstile. When they played against anybody that has speed, they go right past him because he had that little hinge.
Yeah, you talked
about
that.
And if your hinge is off as an offensive lineman, you're losing, point blank.
So let's start with the biggest money they spent on the offensive line in free agency. And I know a lot of people are mad they haven't signed a tackle. You want a legit starting tackle in free agency, you're spending a lot of money on that.
They just spent $113 million on a guy today.
What's that?
Dude got $113 million, $77 million guaranteed. Offensive lineman, who was he from? He's going into his fourth year.
That's when you get paid.
Yeah.
I think ideally you draft a tackle, and we'll get to Brandon Coleman. They're really hoping that's the plan, right? But signing Tyler Biadasz stands out to me a lot because this team has not had dependable center play since Chase Roullier first got hurt. I mean, if you look at all the guys that have started at center, I mean, it has been a real show. And I think if you can't figure it out in the middle, then it gets that much harder as you work your way to the edges, right? And I think I'm trying to remember the dude's name. Who was the dude that kept going in for Roullier and had
Larson?
Yeah, Tyler Larson. Like, Larson had something like a 9-3 record as a starter, but then he would get hurt.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you look at Biadasz, he's been quite durable in Dallas, doesn't miss many games, and I think that's why you want him. He's tough. They call him badass. I think they've answered the center position.
Okay.
6'4", 320. Now, one thing I noticed, Biadasz, when it was possible, even during warm-ups, Biadasz was snapping to Jaden. That tells me plenty about where the perceived starting quarterback is going to be, because we know who the starting center is going to be, the guy they just paid.
That needs to be perfect.
Right. And we saw it wasn't perfect a lot last year.
Ooh, boy. We saw some curveballs.
Right. But it was not the guy that was snapping to Marcus Mariota, who you could kind of presume to be the number two quarterback and the number two center, was Michael Dieter, another free agent signing. And obviously there's some questions about Ricky Stromberg and his health, but I think we got to be eyes wide open to guys that were drafted by the last group. That's not going to save them with this group.
No.
And I think that's just something to put a pin in and keep track of.
Yeah.
All right, so we get to the guards. You said it. Cosmi's your right guard. Going into this season, at least, he's been your best offensive lineman.
True.
Left guard sure seems to be Nick Allegretti, who they signed from the Chiefs. He doesn't have a ton of starting experience. He's kind of been a, you know, jack of all trades for them. That doesn't make it bad. Allegretti has been a really good, like, soundbite when we've talked to him.
Uh-huh.
Big guy. Played his college ball at Illinois. I mean, a seventh rounder that has just gotten by on grinding. But in five seasons of the NFL, he only has 13 starts. So it's a little, it's certainly unproven. Work your way out. Andrew Wiley started last season at right tackle. I think his level of play improved throughout the season. Honestly, I think a lot of the offensive line's level of play improved after they took Gates out. But then they had to go back to Gates, I think, because Larson got hurt again. Maybe it was somebody else. Wiley at right, there is presumably a competition at left between Brandon Coleman, the rookie out of TCU, and Cornelius Lucas, the big fella, who's been here a few years that they did just re-sign. But, B, I'm curious, and then we can get into the depth, but let's start with the starters. I'm not against a wholesale revision, or at least what these dudes keep talking about, a wholesale competition across the line.
No.
What if we get to a place where Big Luke and Coleman are your two best tackles?
Hey, I'm with it. But see, the thing about it, like, I don't think people understand it, but it's definitely a thing. When you've been playing right or left the whole time, it's hard to just switch. It sounds like it's easy to do, but if you are used to playing one side or the other, it can be a problem. The guy that can play both sides, you know, maybe a little better, but what if Coleman can only play left? Can't play right?
We'll find out. I mean, Coleman
But Cornelius can play both sides.
Right.
Yeah.
And Coleman was pretty versatile in his time in college at TCU. But if you get to a position where it's proven Coleman and Big Luke are your two best tackles, I'd like to see Wiley compete for the left guard spot. Wiley played guard in Kansas City. And I think more and more in the NFL, it's about getting your best five linemen on the field and not being so now.
But what if they
get
feel Wiley
Brandon Scherff for Trent Williams? You put them in their spot. You don't mess with
what them. What if Wiley is their? They feel their best right tackle.
Then he should be there.
Yeah,
totally.
So I mean, I just think that the competition thing sometimes, if they feel a guy is going to play a position, you compete at that position. If he doesn't play that position, and I already got two people that's better than him, I don't think I need to put him over there either.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is if Coleman and Lucas establish themselves as the two best tackles, Andrew Wiley in Kansas City started 24 games at right guard, started another 11 at left guard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would then insert him into the competition at left guard, knowing he's a versatile piece and could come back to tackle if you need him.
Or make him your swing lineman.
But if he's better than
if
Allegretti,
he's better,
I want
yes.
him on the field.
If he's better, yes. If he's not, like, I'm going to be honest. Just like we heard Ron talk about that position flex, all that crap, I don't care about that if you can't play one position very great.
Right. I agree.
I'm being honest. So at this point, they need to find who plays either each of those five positions the best. Put them in play, and then you could do what you need to do after that. If a guy is not very good at one, but he can play like four, okay, I got a guy who can be backing people up. But I'm going to get the best guys on the field first.
I know who you were talking about today that got paid.
Yeah, Darisaw.
Christian Darisaw, yeah. Virginia Tech alum.
Brother got paid.
Got paid, and that's terrific. And he was selected, I think, three spots after Jamin Davis in 2021.
Yep.
When left tackle was a need.
Yep. And
I'm not making this.
Linebackers were picked, huh?
I'm not making
this. By a linebacker and a linebacker.
It is. I mean, at a certain point, it doesn't matter to keep dragging an old front office because they're all gone. But damn, do they just make mistakes, dude? Doesn't mean it can't be turned around. The depth on the offensive line as you continue. I'm curious what these like previous draft picks become. I'm talking Mason Brooks is an undrafted guy going into his second season that they spent some money on. I still think.
But we saw him early last year, and he was doing some stuff. Then he just disappeared.
They didn't play him.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Why is it like they were giving guys time, hyping them up, and then boom, he's gone.
Let me ask this. As a dude that came into the league as a fifth rounder, you were friends with first rounders, you were friends with star players, you were friends with undrafted guys, you were friends with guys all over the roster. When you get to the end of a season in the NFL and you're not in the playoffs and it didn't exactly go your way, I don't want to say there's an expectation, but on lots of rosters, lots of places, they get those practice squad guys up for a game so they get an NFL game check.
Yeah.
Like, they make that happen. Not only did they not do that last year, a guy like Mason Brooks, but like remember they cut Danny Johnson late in the year? Like,
and Danny Johnson has been like a lifesaver for him in just, multiple positions.
There's just some decisions. That, like why Brooks, unless there was beef with somebody or somebody cursed somebody out.
But
like,
why should it be beef? I mean, let's be real. Coaches curse out players and players curse out coaches. But you know what? The adults don't give a damn about that. They win football games. They try to get people better because that's what your job is. But there were grudges held in this building and before, and I'm happy to just talking with Dan the other night and already talking to Adam, they don't seem to be grudge holders. They seem to be, listen, there is something I'm supposed to be doing here that's bigger than me caring about you not liking what I did. Okay? And I'm going to move and I'm going to do that. The other people cared about everything. About, you know, you got to treat me a certain way, but I can treat you how I want to treat you. That doesn't work.
I was at an event with a sports executive lately, where he told me a story of, you know, a disagreement between exec and player, and loud disagreement, and people shouting and challenging one another.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day you come in and you talk through it and you move forward.
Yeah.
Like, I try to maintain a rule in my life where if something significant happens, something big, you get 24 hours for an emotional reaction.
Yeah.
And then you just got to move forward.
I may wake up the next day and forget what the hell we were talking about.
Depending on the uncle nearest. So you got Allegretti signed from KC, Mason Brooks, undrafted guy. Cosme, we all know. Michael Dieter was a guy they signed. Chris Paul, interesting situation there.
Yeah.
I would hardly say that that's a firm roster spot as they've kind of rebuilt this thing, but people keep a lot of O-linemen now. And with kind of the change.
9 to 10 of them?
Changed practice squad 11. Rules. You're allowed to keep more guys. Andrew Wiley is there. I mean, trying to guess at an O-line depth chart right now before we've seen anybody hit is really pretty silly. We haven't even gotten to the tackles. And a lot of these guys get listed lots of different ways. But at your tackles, you've got Alex Akingbalu, 6'5", 3 bills. Brandon Coleman, 6'6", 320. Cornelius Lucas, 6'8", 330 is what he's listed at. I'm going to give this my best shot here. An undrafted fella. David Nwagwugwu, 6'5", 300 pounds.
DN.
DN, yeah.
It starts with an N, right?
Yeah, N-W. And then Trent Scott, who's a 6'5", 320 fella. Of the tackles, Wiley is listed as a guard slash tackle. Okay. But I think, barring injury, which, you know, you sure hope nothing happens, Luke, Coleman, Trent, Wiley are pretty clear your top four. And then you're probably going six interior because I know this organization is going to keep an actual backup center.
You need one.
So if you're keeping four tackles, then you got two centers.
Yeah, that might be more important than a backup left tackle, this backup center, because if the center gets hurt,
yeah,
you need somebody who can really get in and call all of
you got to have a center.
Yeah,
somebody got to snap the ball.
Not only that, but calling the protections sure. And making
the rookie quarterback
job easier.
Week one going against Todd Bowles.
Hell yeah, because
Todd's gonna cook that thing up.
Oh yeah, he gonna crank it up.
And
he probably won't stop if you catch him on a few of them.
Dude, no way. So I think you do have Stromberg there. If you think that's six, right? The four tackles we mentioned, the two centers. I mean, your guards. Allegretti, Cosme, Dieter. No, I guess Dieter counts as your backup center. That's where you might be able to make a little space or even be watching the wire, honestly, if somebody else gets released. But then you're talking –
There are people on other teams that they're probably looking at right now that they feel can probably fit something better. That's the strange thing about – and that's why, listen, these front office people and these coaches, it's hard to be having a guy on your team trying to make him better, knowing that the guy on the other team fits exactly what you want and he's better than him already.
Well, think about Stromberg is a part of this. Chris Paul will be a part of this. There's
who's the guy that got Mason drafted Brooks. Last year that just disappeared?
Oh, yeah, Braden Daniels.
Yeah, where is he?
I think he's on IR.
They're not good.
No. Yeah, I forgot about Braden Daniels. I mean, I don't think I'll be sure of this. Okay. No, he is on the 90. He's listed as just an O lineman, though. So most of these guys were listed at center, guard, or tackle. And then one of them was listed as a guard and a tackle. But Braden Daniels only listed as an O lineman. Just as O.
Not even a position?
6'4", 297. Second year out of Utah.
Okay.
That is, especially as we creep into the later days of training camp, that's a good assignment for our young PA here. Find out what's going on with Braden Daniels. That's a fourth-round pick.
Yeah.
That's a fourth-round pick you gave a redshirt year to.
Yeah.
This team went 4-13. You couldn't afford a fourth-round pick that got a redshirt year.
Yeah, I think he earned it that year.
I'm sure he did. All right, there's a conversation I want to have with B, specifically training camp, and it comes from Aaron Rodgers, who I know can be kind of annoying, but I think you're going to agree with him. Seriously. And it's not about Coco Gauff or fly hunting. This is a serious football topic that I think you're going to agree with Aaron Rodgers. I'll explain when we come back. It's B. Mitch
Let's
Finley.
See.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In the update there, you heard Toby talk about Cooper DeJean, Eagles second-round cornerback, out 3 weeks with a hammy.
Ooh.
Speed guy with a hammy?
That could be a problem.
And a lot of
how do they automatically know 3 weeks?
Guessing.
I don't know if I ever had a full ham pull. I had one in college. But in the pros, I never had a full hamstring pull. I had some tweaks, but I practiced every day with that tweak.
Maybe
and
his
Gary
more
Clark,
severe.
Hell, Gary Clark played games over and over again. He never practiced a lot,
right?
But he was playing every damn game.
Well, dude, with DeJean, maybe it's also that it's training camp and they just don't want to rush anything. Yeah. But he is on the NFI, which makes it a little more interesting.
Uh-huh.
The only reason I reference that is that's the guy the Eagles drafted when they traded up with Washington.
Okay.
So it's just kind of interesting that, you know, Newton was on the NFI, cleared, and then he goes on it. Just something to keep track of. There's a lot of other things to keep track of. Like, Training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. And don't forget that all of our football coverage, not just the training camp coverage, but all of it, is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. You can check out their savings calculator to find out how much at T-Mobile.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
.com/switch. And last but not least, buckle up, because caller number 10 right now, you win two tickets to the Saviors Tour. Monday, July 29th at Nats Park with special guests Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, and the Linda Lindas. For tickets and more event information, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. B, who do you prefer between Rancid and the Linda Lindas?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Now, I don't know. I have to flip a coin on them, bro. Both of them, they really, really excite me when I go to see them play.
The phone number, 800-636-1067. Caller number 10, you win those tickets right now. All right, B. We have PFT commenter on the program all the time. He's a friend of the show. He has, I think, legitimately the biggest sports podcast in the country, Pardon My Take podcast. They get all sorts of guests, and they have like a running kind of – this is now the second time they've gotten Aaron Rodgers on. The co-host of the show hates Aaron Rodgers, so it's always a pretty funny interview. And I think America at this point, I think certainly us on our show, but a lot of people have grown somewhere between tired, wary, and annoyed with Aaron Rodgers. Like, it's just, there's always something.
All the above.
Right. But he said something that I think you're actually going to agree with.
Okay.
Landini, this is Aaron Rodgers from the Pardon My Take podcast.
How much does training camp suck? Like, it has to, if you've been in the league for a really long time, it's like, I know what to do.
It's a different suck. Back when football was hard, you know, a long time ago, when there's real double days,
yeah,
physically it was the worst. But mentally it wasn't, I don't feel like it was as bad. Just physically, you were just... Now it's all mental.
Yeah.
You're sitting around all day long in, you know, interesting meetings.
And the hot days, yeah.
Yeah. And the practice is short. It's not even that hard.
Yeah.
And you don't play in preseason. We used to play in preseason.
Right.
You know, we'd play, we'd like play, you know, 15 plays, then a quarter and a half, then into the third quarter.
Yeah.
You know, now you don't even play in the preseason.
You should play in the preseason this year.
Why?
Why not? Just make football hard again. Aaron Rodgers is making football hard again.
Don't steal that. That's mine.
Yeah. All right. Print the shirts.
Just also make America hard again.
Yeah.
That would be good, too.
Let's get tougher as a country.
Yeah, let's get tougher. Let's get that callus built up, you know?
But see, this is my problem with that. This is why I don't agree with it. If you know it's easier and you know it's basically softer and you could get more out of it, wouldn't you try and push it a little more?
But the part I wanted you to hear is him just saying how different it is.
It's different.
Rodgers been in the league 20 years. You and Rodgers were probably in the league together at some point.
Yeah, we were.
What do you make of how much they've changed it?
I mean, right now everything is led by the money and not necessarily – listen, I don't buy everything they say about the physicality of it because, listen, when he say football was hard – I don't remember a day not liking being like training camp is too damn hard. I can't do it. You know why? Because I was competing. And when you're competing, you don't think about that crap. You know what I'm saying? At all. So I don't know.
I tend to be with you. I think Rodgers just likes throwing digs.
But he's right, though. It has gotten softer. It has gotten easier. And that's why when you hear players today who say, oh, man, they just old people grumpy. No, it's the truth. It's far easier. But I watch guys come to practice every day in those 2-a-days full gear and bought everything they had. They bought the lunch pail. Today they complain about having to go outside if it's above 90.
Come on, bro. But it's in every walk of life. You and I were joking about all these, like, they're trying to put, you know, all these regulations in place for people that work in the heat, even for people that are inside.
Yeah.
The world changes. I just thought that was a interesting point from Rodgers in a dude that's always trying to poke the bear.
Yeah.
But I think it brings me back to the 18-game thing. I feel like owners are willing to do kind of whatever they want, whatever players want, that isn't ultimately a bottom line difference. Like the reason there's not 2-a-days anymore and there's not nearly as much physicality is because the PA stood up for that, right, in previous negotiations.
Uh-huh.
And the league's like, all right, we'll change it. As long as you keep playing the games, now let's play more games.
But my whole...
And now they're going to change the offseason schedule again, and that's cool. But it'll be even less hitting, you know?
But what does everybody complain about every year? Preseason, I don't get the right people.
Right.
In the first 3 weeks, up to 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the season, people getting hurt. That's a direct cause of not practicing how you used to practice. But ultimately, you get hurt as a player, who gets paid still? League.
Right.
Player, supposedly, too. But then when you leave the game and you try to get the money that they supposedly had put aside for you, you got to jump through hoops to get that.
If you think about, and you used to be a player rep, if you could, this 18-game thing is coming. It's just coming, and I don't know how.
And I'll be pushing for nothing but money.
But what specifically?
Bigger salaries, higher guarantees, and I'll be pushing for insurance.
Yeah, but bigger salary, it has to come from, like, revenue sharing, right? Like, are you expecting to get another half percentage point to go to the salary
pot? I want
pot?
More than a half percentage point.
I don't think you're getting it.
You didn't ask me what I want. But I'm telling you what I would be asking for. And if you get enough guys on that side, especially the quarterback, you'll get it.
Do you? What we saw in the last deal they got done, the rank and file, for lack of a better word, they took care of – the last deal took care of 75-80% of the league, not the really high end of
it. You know the difference between the league back then and the league right now?
But this was only 3-4 years ago.
But the difference between the league back then and the league now. The league then, you had the stars being union reps and things of that nature. And they had to really take heed. Today, you got the people that are not the stars, mostly, and don't have the names, are becoming the union reps.
I mean, in my time here, in my time on the beat, I don't know that it's ever been like a star player. Not that they had star players on the level of other teams' mm-hmm. stars, but it's...
But that's what I'm saying. You had the long snapper, you had the punter.
Right.
You get your quarterback, your top receiver, your top deep pass rusher. See,
used to happen?
Yes. When we start talking about leadership and things of that nature, we always just talk about football. This game of football is not just to play on the field. This game of football is also setting you up for when you leave the game. Jeff asked me yesterday about things that I had done while I was a union rep. And when DeMar Hamlin got hurt, you remember I was like proud as hell, had tears in my eyes because something I helped fight directly for to make sure every NFL stadium had a trauma unit or something close to make sure people can live, okay? That kid would have been dead if it was how it used to be. You know, that made me happy. When I hear guys have 5 more years of insurance, which they should deserve more than that, you know, guys have these funds where they can go out and buy insurance for themselves, or if they got somebody in their family who needs some type of, like, say, just simply a damn wheelchair or some medical type thing they can provide, and they get paid back. They buy it and they get paid back, reimbursed, up to $50,000. When you have guys who get a $300,000 fund by the time they retire from the game of football, I'm proud of that, fighting for that. All these dudes that have run around here talking about their leaders don't want to talk to the damn media. Ask any one of them if they've done anything that takes care of a guy once he leaves the game, too. Because everybody's going to leave this game eventually.
Sure. So, and probably before they think they're ready. It's going to be fascinating to watch that unfold. And I think if you watch the stuff the league is always happy to give up. Oh, you don't want to test positive, you don't want to test for weed? No problem.
You want to
change the offseason schedule?
That's being
no
short-sighted.
Problem.
People got to be a little bit more long-sighted. I mean,
the
not be short-sighted.
Players, you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, like they always offer the low-hanging fruit.
And they jump on that because, okay, me getting high, I get high any way I want right now. It's legal, right?
Right.
But the ultimate thing is you're not really helping me out if you're not testing for it, because eventually it'll be to a point where you can't test for it. Since the league ran away from being a private entity and become more of a public thing, you have to go along with some of the public laws.
Yeah, they were probably ahead of the curve, because when they changed that in the last CBA, which was before, I think, the whole world just let everybody smoke weed everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating to watch this unfold. I don't think it – do you think there's an 18th game and a – President's Day weekend Super Bowl by 2026. Like the 25 season, which the Super Bowl will be played in February of 26, is that Super Bowl a 17 game or an 18 game season?
Very, very possible.
I think it's damn near a certainty that by the 26th season, the 27th Super Bowl, it is. I think next year it happens.
I'm with you.
I mean, once the train gets moving.
I hope they fight for what they – For the money and the shares that they deserve.
You got to fight for your right to listen to the next segment. 1067, The Fan. Non-training camp segment, but all our training camp segments are sponsored by Paul Henry's Window Installation. We are at training camp, so technically they all are training camp segments. I need everybody on this, because I need you to hear what I'm saying. You know how there was like this major IT crash over the weekend that basically messed up the entire world for like 2 or 3 days?
Oh, it did.
And airlines have been a disaster, and everything's been a disaster, right?
Yeah.
And it's this company, CrowdStrike.
Yep.
And, I mean, they're
going to be on the show tomorrow.
Why?
Bleep on, you. On,
I like it. Now, their stock's taking a hit, but they have cost, they have cost billions to the global economy.
Yes.
Right? Billions. I mean, Delta's getting blasted because they can't figure it out. They have caused significant trouble to the global economy. All right? But wait.
What's happening?
We just got news. Via TechCrunch. Landfill, you sitting down for this? This is important.
Always.
CrowdStrike, the cybersecurity firm that crashed millions of computers with a botched update all over the world last week. Brian, they're coming to the table and they're trying to do the right thing.
What are you trying to do, pay people?
CrowdStrike is offering its partners a $10 Uber Eats gift card as an apology.
And everybody should send them a picture of a one-finger damn salute.
I mean, can you imagine? Hey, sorry, we crashed the world economy. Here's $10 to Uber Eats.
Yeah, that's not going to help me. Hell, $10 to Uber Eats doesn't even get your food. Hell, that just get them to go to the restaurant.
That doesn't even
they
get
don't bring
fees.
It back to you. What the hell? That's probably they go pick up a cup of water for you and bring it to you.
Landfill, do you think that makes it cool? Does that cover it?
No, it does not.
Okay, Landfill, one vote, that doesn't make it cool. What about you, Jeff? I know you love Uber Eats.
Nah, not cool, and I don't love Uber Eats, not at all.
No, you're anti-Uber Eats?
One, the delivery fees are insane. And two, like, the people be, like, I had this one delivery driver who was like, yeah, and you didn't tip. And I'm looking at bro, and I'm like, bro, one, you don't get the tip until you drive.
Tipping is so out of control.
First of all, but the thing tip is included.
I was going to say, the thing is, on top of the outrageous delivery fee, I did tip. And I'm like, dude, you're arguing at me for something that you get after you make the drop off. How do I know you get tipped after the drop off? Because I did Uber Eats before. And it's like, dude, don't ever like come up to me talking about a tip, because that'll make me take it back.
On you, Jeff.
No, what I think is worse with the tipping, there is a carryout restaurant I like a lot. It's one of Lauren's favorite spots. We pick it up fairly regularly. I'm not going to name the restaurant.
You picking it up, they want you to give them a hell of a tip.
Well, B, here's what bugs me is food has been inflation has impacted food dramatically. Yeah, yeah. I'm getting two tacos each, four tacos for me and my wife. It used to be like $23. Now it's damn near $40. Okay, I get it, right? Like, everybody's got that. But so now it's a $40 joint, and you run your card, and they turn the little screen over to you, and your options for a tip are 20, 25, 30%.
First of all, my question is, what makes you think you did a 30% job?
Well, dude, if they made the option $1, $2, $5, like if it was just, yo, I appreciate this, I'm happy to throw $2 in the jar. Like, I'm not trying to not tip you at all, but 20% of $40
you're going to pick up the food.
$10 and I'm picking it up.
You're going to pick it up. But this is the thing, like, listen, bro.
It's out of control.
I tip, and I try and tip well. But you can't tell me what I'm supposed to tip. You don't tell me there's a 20, 25, 30, when you probably gave me a damn 10, 12, 15% job. When you get to that point, I like to tell them immediately, like, look, dude, be careful trying to strong-arm those who come and try to patronize your business, because I can go some damn way else that's not going to throw that crap in my damn face all day.
Let's make some bets.
Or tell them it's raining tomorrow. Take an umbrella.
What's that?
Tell them it's raining. Take an umbrella. Gather around.
Jeffrey?
Okay, so before I get into tonight's results, I got to admit my mistake.
I mean, last night's results.
Time to own some stuff.
Yeah, I got to own some stuff. So, as I said, everyone did hit their bet yesterday except for me. I read the information wrong, and actually it was only JP. He was the only one who hit his bet. So he started off 1-1. I mean, 1-0. I started off 0-1. Tonight, though, in all fairness, nobody hit their bet from last night, so we're all sitting. Well,
my guy Skeens went 8 1/3 innings with 8 strikeouts and took a loss.
Lots of cheating.
Can we get some hitting in Pittsburgh, please?
Save the dude. Help him out. Damn.
All right, make some bets quick.
All right, give me the Braves tonight.
Are they in a doubleheader? They're playing right now.
Well, tonight I'm asking for them. They play at 6:05. And I'm also going to take the Guardians tonight. Bam.
I'm taking the Yankees. I'm taking the Yankees again. We were supposed to win that game. Last night. Just couldn't get the runs in. It's all good. We taking it tonight.
I don't do this often.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
I'm parlaying both the locals. Give me the Nats with Mitch Parker on the mound. We are, of course, the foremost Mitchell Parker radio station in the country. And I think the O's bounce back in Miami. Beltway Parlay Special, Nats and O's. Landini, you take anything?
I'm taking the Nats plus 1.5 because I couldn't bet on the cheating Canadians in the Olympics. Bet against them.
Yeah, these Canadians have really pissed you off. Is this why you banned Canada from the program?
He banned them from the program before that.
I banned Canada from the program because of the ketchup popsicles, but they're, you know, it's just every day it's a new thing with Canada.
There's a lot to be mad about. I don't blame you. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to David Aldridge for joining us.
DA.
Thank you to Toby Altizer for helping us out in a pinch. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Fun day one, training camp. Made it this far. Beeman chose your beer.
No, he don't.
The delivery fees are insane. And two, like, the people be like, I had this one delivery driver who was like, yeah, and you didn't tip. And I'm looking at bro and I'm like, bro, one, you don't get the tip until you drive.
Tipping is so out of control.
First of all, but the thing tip is included.
I was gonna say, the thing is, on top of the outrageous delivery fee, I did tip. And I'm like, dude, you're arguing at me for something that you get after you make the drop off. How do I know you get tipped after the drop off? Because I did Uber Eats before. And it's like, dude, don't ever like come up to me talking about a tip, because that'll make you take it back.
On you, Jeff.
No, what I think is worse with the tipping, there is a carryout restaurant I like a lot. It's one of Lauren's favorite spots. We pick it up fairly regularly. I'm not going to name the restaurant.
You picking it up, they want you to give them a hell of a tip.
Well, B, here's what bugs me is food has been inflation has impacted food dramatically. Yeah, yeah. I'm getting two tacos each, four tacos for me and my wife. It used to be like $23. Now it's damn near $40. Okay, I get it, right? Like, everybody's got that. But so now it's a $40 joint, and you run your card, and they turn the little screen over to you, and your options for a tip are 20, 25, 30%.
First of all, my question is, what makes you think you did a 30% job?
Well, dude, if they made the option $1, $2, $5, like if it was just, yo, I appreciate this, I'm happy to throw $2 in the jar. Like, I'm not trying to not tip you at all, but 20% of $40
you're going to pick up the food.
$10 and I'm picking it up.
You're going to pick it up. But this is the thing, like, listen, bro.
It's out of control.
I tip, and I try and tip well. But you can't tell me what I'm supposed to tip. You don't tell me there's a 20, 25, 30, when you probably gave me a damn 10, 12, 15% job. When you get to that point, I like to tell them immediately, like, look, dude, be careful trying to strong-arm those who come and try to patronize your business, because I can go some damn way else that's not going to throw that crap in my damn face all day.
Let's make some bets.
Or tell them it's raining tomorrow. Take an umbrella.
What's that?
Tell them it's raining. Take an umbrella. Gather around.
Jeffrey?
Okay, so before I get into tonight's results, I got to admit my mistake.
I mean, last night's results.
Time to own some stuff.
Yeah, I got to own some stuff. So, as I said, everyone did hit their bet yesterday except for me. I read the information wrong, and actually it was only JP. He was the only one who hit his bet. So he started off 1-1. I mean, 1-0. I started off 0-1. Tonight, though, in all fairness, nobody hit their bet from last night, so we're all sitting. Well,
my guy Skeens went 8 1/3 innings with 8 strikeouts and took a loss.
Lots of cheating.
Can we get some hitting in Pittsburgh, please?
Save the dude. Help him out. Damn.
All right, make some bets quick.
All right, give me the Braves tonight.
Are they in a doubleheader? They're playing right now.
Well, tonight I'm asking for them. They play at 6:05. And I'm also going to take the Guardians tonight. Bam.
I'm taking the Yankees. I'm taking the Yankees again. We were supposed to win that game. Last night. Just couldn't get the runs in. It's all good. We taking it tonight.
I don't do this often.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
I'm parlaying both the locals. Give me the Nats with Mitch Parker on the mound. We are, of course, the foremost Mitchell Parker radio station in the country. And I think the O's bounce back in Miami. Beltway Parlay Special, Nats and O's. Landini, you take anything?
I'm taking the Nats plus 1.5 because I couldn't bet on the cheating Canadians in the Olympics. Bet against
them. Yeah, these Canadians have really pissed you off. Is this why you banned Canada from the program?
He banned them from the program before that.
I banned Canada from the program because of the ketchup popsicles, but they're, you know, it's just every day it's a new thing with Canada.
There's a lot to be mad about. I don't blame you. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to David Aldridge for joining us.
DA.
Thank you to Toby Altizer for helping us out in a pinch. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Fun day, day one, training camp. Made it this far. Beeman shows you a beer.
No, he don't.
Oh.
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.